Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, show. Lindsey Graham, y'all, nailing what is going on here.
Yeah, so let's put this in context. In a few hours, Donald Trump reversed the damage done to America by Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan by destroying Iran's nuclear facilities by using B-2 bombers, helping Israel, but delivering a decisive blow, which was bold and brilliant. President Trump let every other adversary in the world know Joe Biden doesn't live in the White House anymore. There's a new sheriff.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut that off. I cut it quick. Yeah, there's a new sheriff. How bad is it for the Democrats and Iran? But then I repeat myself. They are one in the same. Explained that for a very long time. We've got new evidence of that this morning. How bad is it for the Democrats in Iran? Well, the Democrats have smartly figured out when it's time, some of them anyway, to raise the white flag. Iran has not. And that is why Iran is about to get its butt kicked again. That's what's coming. They are salivating in Israel right now. But we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, this is Brett McGurk, Joe Biden's National Security Council advisor for the Middle East. Okay, so this was Joe Biden's chief advisor for the Middle East yesterday on CNN. This is how bad this is for Iran and the Democrats, Lee.
Look, bottom line, this is about the best place we can be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this crisis and given where we are. But now let's follow through. There's a chance for diplomacy here.
Yeah, it's about the best place we could be.
Boy, it must have hurt to have to say that.
Yeah. Well,
almost as much as it hurts you to say that Lindsey Graham got something right.
Yeah. And look, that's one of the things we do on this show. I always get hate mail when I say something positive about Lindsey. But no, I mean, it's like housebreaking a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you praise it when it's good and then you whack it with a newspaper. You don't want to hurt it, but you want to scare it a little when it's bad. That's what I do here. So, you know, Tim Scott does something correct, or Lindsey Graham does something in the interest of America and the American people, then I point it out. So, yeah, he's right. So, Iran last night. Okay, let's update where we are, because it's very, very confusing, Lee. Mm-hmm.
Breaking news, a Fox News alert. Israeli leaders ordering the IDF to respond forcefully after Iran apparently violated the hours-old ceasefire agreement. Missiles launched from Iran after the midnight deadline imposed by President Trump. And now Israel is planning high intensity strikes in response in Tehran.
Yeah, that was really dumb. That was really dumb. They were trying the proxies did it thing. Yeah. Earlier, us? No, what? Killed that family of four? No, that wasn't us. That was like some other country, some other group. And media is eating this up, trying to save Iran. Oh, well, you know, maybe they didn't do it. Maybe it was the proxies. As if they have no control over their proxies. As if they had no control over their proxies on October 7th, when they armed them, trained them, funded them, and did the logistical part of the operation for them. So they can murder Jews for no particular reason. At that concert and then other families. So, I mean, yeah, the media acting now like Iran can't control its proxies and they're confused. That's not the case. But I want to point something out from yesterday. Yesterday was hilarious. And we pretty much predicted this on the show yesterday. And I was predicting this last week. I was playing the audio from Trump after he kills Soleimani, Lee. Mm-hmm. And this is just a good thing to keep in mind here, okay? Because there's a lot of, like, World War III rhetoric out there, and it's all going to come to an end. Maybe, I mean, I don't know, it's possible. But if you watch what happened in Qatar yesterday, I've been saying this is what would happen or something like it since last week on my Battleground America podcast. Okay, so this is Donald Trump, and he sits down with Maria Bartiromo. He's out of office. Biden's in office. And he talks about why he killed Soleimani, because Soleimani, the second in charge in Iran, was planning attacks Lee on five of our bases, had already hurt, wounded, or killed over 600 of our troops. And he was, you know, he's telling her for the first time, okay, this is why I killed him. This is why I had him killed. And then he's reacting because he's very upset, okay? Biden has just overseen the murder of three of our troops from Georgia, just south of here, Georgia. Three of our troops on one of our bases by an Iranian proxy. And he points out to Maria, look, that didn't happen under me after Soleimani. They didn't dare.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
And he said they were so afraid of making me mad that when they responded to Soleimani being killed, they called me up and said, hey, listen, we have to retaliate or we'll look like fools, but we want to tell you where we're going to hit and when we're going to hit so you can make sure there's no troops there. We don't want anybody to get hurt, okay? And he said, yeah, it's fine. All right, you could save face. Here's Trump describing that. Again, this is when Biden is in office, and he's saying this because he's so upset because, you remember, I'm going to run through this again today. After the three troops were killed, Biden gave the Iranian proxies 3-day warning to clear out of where he was going to hit. It was so ridiculous. They were giving interviews to Al Jazeera, letting their families know they were okay before Biden bombed them. In other words, he never extracted revenge for the murder of the three troops. And that escalated, Lee. That's why you got the Houthis bombing our ships. That's and Biden doing nothing. That's why you got over 150 catastrophic brain injuries from which our troops will never heal from different bases. That's why Iran got off the chain. Here's Trump explaining that to Bartiromo. He's out of office. Biden's in office.
Would have never happened with me. I had Iran in check. Do you know, we hit them very hard for something that they did, and they had to hit back. They feel Soleimani. They have to do that, and I understand that. Do you know, they called me to tell me we're going to hit a certain location, but we're not going to hit it. It's going to be outside of the perimeters.
Who called you?
Iran called me. Called for me. And they let us know, and we had 16 missiles went off. I believe it was 16. Six or seven failed in the air.
When was this?
This was prior to the attack on a fort that we had where they hit back. Do you remember when they sent 18 missiles or 16 missiles? Five failed. They let us know, don't move. We're going to have to hit you back. Psychologically, we have to do that because we hit them on something. You remember. They sent 16 or 18 missiles. And we knew they weren't going to hit inside the fort. And the media was going, and now I reveal it, the media was going wild because they say it's strange. They're very accurate missiles. How come they all missed? Nobody was killed, if you remember.
Yes,
with all of those missiles, nobody was killed. Now, they had to do it because they have people and they have to show strength. So they aimed the missiles, but they said, please don't attack us. We're not going to hit you. That was respect. We had respect. When we took out Soleimani, you know, Israel was supposed to do it with us. 2 days before the takeout, they said, we can't do it. We can't do it.
Yeah, so he talks about how he went along and did it himself. But the bottom line is, you know, we had respect. And he, in the windup to that, it's a lot longer clip, he says, you know, they basically let us know, make sure there are no military members there. We don't want to hurt anyone. We don't want to escalate. And he let him save face. That's what happened in Qatar yesterday. Mm-hmm. It happened again in Qatar. Yep. The Iranian strike on the U.S. base in Qatar wasn't an escalation. It was an attempt to de-escalate the situation by Iran. And they're so afraid now, they're having their proxies hit Israel and then pretending they don't know anything about it.
Well, they're testing the ceasefire.
Well, they are, and they're about to get their butts rearranged for it. I watched this and went, wow, that was dumb.
Yeah.
That was dumb. That ladder's about to fall on your head because that's exactly what Israel wanted. And we're going to get into some of that going forward. You know what this demonstrates to Israel and to Trump? Trump's not going to say it, but it underlines kind of where Israel is right now. Khomeini has to go. They're going to have to wipe out the rest of the top here. There's no ability to cut a deal with these people. They're just going to play games and kill people. And by the way, Lee, this is just a small bit of irritation from me, okay? Israel goes into Iran and tries their best to avoid civilian casualties.
Yes, but that's what we and the Israelis always try to do.
That is the moral way to fight a war, especially with some people like Iran. I mean, the 80% in our polling, they don't want their leadership. They wish they could overthrow them. It's the moral way to fight this. What does Iran do? They hit a hospital. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they hit a bomb shelter and killed a family of four. And the media just shrugs like it's no big thing and continues on with their very subtle, oh, Israel is a terrorist state crap. Yeah,
exactly.
And again, this is exactly, what Hamas does. This is what the Gazans do. They go for maximum civilian toll and the media downplays it, blacks it out, lies. Actually, outright lies about, it's been about 3 weeks now, about Israel supposedly gunning down all of those Gazans, at the free food.
Which did not happen.
Right. No, that was totally fake.
Yeah.
But all of the mainstream media, including, shame on them, Fox News covered that and carried it as if it was real. And I'm like, wait, I'm reading it. What's your source? Hamas? The government of Gaza? So they drive it with fake news. But I wanted to point out the stark difference between Iran and its proxy Hamas and the way they operate. They go straight for murder families, murder toddlers with your bare hands. That's how they killed those two toddler hostages. All of that kind of stuff. While you're seeing America and Israel try to restrain themselves to military targets. Obviously, you're going to occasionally kill a civilian. You hate that. We haven't yet, but Iran is about to get its butt kicked by Israel. This is the provocation they wanted. They try to cease fire. This was a trap. Iran walked right into it. So let the fireworks begin, because they will.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.